Buenos días. Baruch atah Yahweh.
Baruch atah Yahweh.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Sher kidshanu.
Sher kidshanu.
B'mitzvah tov.
B'mitzvah tov.
V'tzivanu.
V'tzivanu.
L'mitzvot.
L'mitzvot.
Zitzit.
Zitzit.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yahweh our Elohim.
Yahweh our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who hallows us by his commandments.
Who hallows us by his commandments.
And has commanded us the command of Zitzit.
Commanded us the command of Zizi.
Amen.
All generations. Yahweh reigns, Yahweh has reigned, and Yahweh will reign forever and ever. May Yahweh give strength unto his people, and may Yahweh bless his people with peace.
Amen.
And then turn to page 33 for the Torah processional, please. Again in the Hebrew. Vayhi bin so Aaron. Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Yahweh, Veyafutsu Oiveka, Veyanusu Misaneka, Mipeneka, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah. Udavar Yahweh, mi Yerushalayim, Baruch Shenantan, Torah, Torah, Baruch Shenantan, Torah, Torah, Ulamo Israel, Bikdushato.
And it came to pass that when the ark moved forward, Moshe said, Rise up, O Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered. Let them that hate you flee from before you, for out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of Yahweh from Yerushalayim. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
As she heads over to the Torah, she'll be opening the Ark. As she takes it out, it'll be placed on her right shoulder. We know that in Scripture, the priests were to carry the Word of God. It was not to be on a cart. It was not meant any other purpose. It had to be carried. There was a responsibility with the Word of God. And she takes on that responsibility as she puts it upon her shoulders. She'll carry it around the synagogue here. As she's going around, she will slowly move, giving you an opportunity, if you would like, to either reach out with your hand, to touch the ark, touch the actual Torah, and bring it to your lips, to take and do the same thing with your scripture or with your tzitzit. The goal is that it's a prayer saying, may his words be on my lips.
From the mountain, you sent me your word, speaking loudly with words of fire.
Engraved in stone, I saw and I heard, Torah is life and my desire.
In the morning, you opened my eyes, speaking softly with words of fire.
Torah is life and my desire.
So sweet, so true.
You open my eyes, so I realize
Torah is life and my desire. It's the Torah of life. All that is good and all that is right. Torah of blessing is the Torah of life.
Healing for the nations, our true tree of life. Tongues of fire,
writing your words upon my heart by your Ruach Adonai.
Seeing his word as it is, as he is teaching it to us.
Hey, if you can turn to page 34 for the Torah blessing, please. Mm-hmm.
Bahut Yahweh Amborak, Baruch Yahweh Amborak Leolam Ba'ed, Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bakar Banu Mikol Amim, Ve'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha-Torah. Amen. Bless Yahweh, who is to be praised.
Praise be Yahweh, who is blessed for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us your Torah. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, giver of the Torah. Amen. Ve'le shemot b'nei Yisrael habayim mitzrayima et Yaakov ish uveto ba'u. Ruben, Shimeon, Levi, Behuda, Yisachar, Zebulon, Uben Yamin, Dan, Venaphtali, Gad, Basher, Vahi, Kol Nefesh, Yotze Yerek, Yaakov, Shivim, Nafesh, Vayosef, Haya, Vamitzrayim, Vayamat, Yosef, Vachol, Echai, Vachol, Hador, Haho. Everything. That's Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Yaakov: Reuven, Shimeon, Levi, Vehuda, Yisachar, Zebulon, Benyamin, Dan, Benaphtali, Gad, Basher, and all of the souls that came out of the loins of Yaakov were 70 souls. For Yosef was already in Egypt, and Yosef died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. No. And now if you can turn with me to page 35 for the blessings before the Haftorah. And in the Hebrew, please.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar Benvim tovim Veritzav v'debrehem Ha-ne'emerim Be'emet Baruch atah Yahweh Haboker ba'Torah u'Moshe avdo u'Yisrael amo u'vinvie ha'emet v'tzedek.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh our Elohim, King of the universe, who selected good prophets, delighting in their words, which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who chose the Torah, your servant Moshe, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness. Vayhi debar Yahweh elei, Lemor beterem etzarcha, vabaten yedatika, uv terem tetze merchem higdashtika, navi lagoyem letatika. Vayomer aha Adonai Yahweh, hine lo yedati debar ki na'ar anuki. Vayomer Yahweh ele el altamar na'ar anuki ki,
Al kol asher eshlechacha telek vayet kol asher itzavaka taraber. Al tira mepinehem keircha ani. Lehatzlecha ne'um Yahweh. Vayishlach Yahweh et yado vayaga al pei. Vayomer Yahweh ele hine na'ar devarei beficha. Re'e hivkatika hayom haze al hagoyem va'al hamamlakot lintosh valintots ul ha'avid va'la harot livnot valin to'a. And that was the Sephardic Haftorah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Now the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth from the womb, I sanctified you. I have appointed you a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, woe, Yahweh Elohim, behold, I don't know how to speak, for I am but a child. But Yahweh said unto me, don't say I am a child, for to whomever I shall send you, you shall go, and whatever I shall command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid because of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says Yahweh. And Yahweh put forth the hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. And behold, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant.
We're going to be seated.
Thank you.
As Diana shares what Yahweh's put on her heart in regard to the portion that she's been studying.
One of the connections which Yahweh gave me in the beginning of my seeking was the Hebrew meaning of names. As Yahweh gave me strength through my trials, he was speaking to me through the names and their Hebrew meanings as they were written in a grouping, as with the 11 children of Yaakov in this portion. When you take the meaning of the names and place them in sequential order, they become a sentence and then a paragraph. What I'll do is I'll read the names and then the meanings, and then I'll put all the meanings together in paragraph form. So first we have Reuben, which means see ye a son, and son means builder of the family name. Simeon means those who are hearing. Levi means to unite, attach, remain, remnant. Judah means celebrated, revere, worship. Issachar means he will bring. Zebulon means to reside. Benjamin means builder of the family name, the right strong side. Dan means who is to judge. Naphtali means our wrestlings, our struggles. Gad means to assemble and gather. And Asher means happy, straight, and true desire of heart. So now when we put all those meanings together, what we have is, see ye a builder of the family name. Those hearing are to unite and attach the remnant. Those who celebrate, revere, and worship, he will bring reward to reside and dwell within. Builder of the family name, right and strong side, who is to judge our wrestlings, to assemble and gather those whose hearts and desires are straight for Yahweh. Through my journey out of Egypt thus far, Yahweh has shown me that the bricks made by the world are truly part of the walls of separation from the real truth of our amazing Elohim. I was enslaved, and my spiritual vitality was embittered for a time and a season as I slipped farther into building the storage cities of Pharaoh by my thoughts, words, and deeds. At one point, I found I was under such taskmasters from my negative choices, which had turned God's face away, that physical illness ensued, through which Yahweh brought me to my knees in true repentance as the first step of returning to him his way. So I was faced with ultimatums from our Elohim to place all under him in every subject matter, which meant remove all physical from around me and start anew according to his word as he showed me each step of the way. First, he showed me Torah has the words which he spoke. And as such, these words are the only primary truth, and these are the words which I was to live. His words in their original Hebrew reflect the depth of his attributes through past, present, and future applications for us to learn and from which my actions were judged. He told me, do this, meaning apply his words into my life and become one of the children of his book. And he said, you can start over with a clean slate as one who has chosen to give all to Yahweh in order to live. During this process, I was battling the physical manifestations which kept seeking to pull me in deeper and lower. Without going to the doctor, I had no names, titles, or drugs to attach words to the ways which I felt, yet I knew my symptoms were serious. Yahweh said to me, cling to him through his word. He showed me that the Pharaoh of Egypt is the first desire or hold of the world through which my beginning steps of faith were to be taken towards my new king by letting go of my learned responses. He promised me that he would be there through the trials if I reached for him every time as the world tried to pull me back in. Every time I fell, I reached for him through obedience, and he removed the giants and tore down the walls ahead of me for the next round. Through these miracles of strength and faith, the trials of reaching and falling, he shows those around us that we are his by his protection, as equaled by our trust in him. Yahweh showed me by clinging, seeking, and asking for his depths, and then believing and choosing to apply what he showed me through living as I now believed that I could be healed. Yes, I had surgery which removed a physical impediment, as I was not spiritually strong enough at the time to eradicate the manifestation with complete reliance upon Yahweh, even though he did show me that the option was possible if I but believed with no doubt. Our doubt and fear, he showed me, are that which keep us implanted in this physical world and separated from the depths of spiritual closeness possible with Yahweh, for we are the ones who create that divide. This was and is one hard lesson of the traits of Levi, which are to unite and attach to Yahweh and to all his other souls he places in front of us. Yahweh showed me our desires and joys, which are depicted within each personality in Torah, are there to show two aspects, a portion of the living Torah and a portion of the world, just like within me. I have to master the worldly desires into subjection of his attributes as he defines in the depths of his one pure language. This is my life's task for Yahweh. Define spiritual first and apply in the physical for him. Secondly, he then asked me to build an ark. And I said, oh my, what, like Noah's? And fortunately, not, was not. He did have me wondering for a while, though. He had fun with that one. Showed me through the aspect of seeking and applying his ways, through the endless study of Torah, that I would build a suitable and clean vessel within myself for him to house his word. So, what did I do? I study Torah 8 to 12 hours per day every day of the week and have not stopped since, even though my time per day now is less to be balanced by my actions in the world from living as I believe. Yet I will still study each day as much as I have time for and then some. When I first read Yahweh's words 10 years earlier, they made no sense to me. Once I turned all of my intent of heart over to him, he lifted my blindness, and now it all makes sense. And each year he layers more precepts upon the foundation which he built as I keep applying my new reality. Exile is where I am learning to build the altar for this temple of Yahweh, through seeking and living his ways, diving into the study of living waters in Torah, and the waves therein being the tests. Despite the worldly bondage, I had to tear down the bricks and mortar, which had been erected according to the world's ways, in order to begin to cleanse spiritually. Repent, eliminate, return, and restore his truth as we seek to fill our storehouses with forgiveness for others is Yahweh's only path of revival. Each lesson, applied in accordance with Torah, was another living stone being erected to stand for Yahweh in spirit and in truth. As I continued cleansing from within, he began having me share with others to complete his cycle of unconditional love. From Yahweh, through us, to others, is the path which turns back to him when given with true intent of heart, as aligned in his truth. As one who has chosen to give all to Yahweh in order to live, I am a bondservant for life to the only one who gives life. Yahweh, you have brought me through the Sea of Reeds, with all pursuers falling into the depths behind me, showing me it was my responses, my thoughts, words, and actions which had created the pursuers in the first place, and thus created my separation from you. Father, forgive me. When I live, as I believe, daily redefining my belief into alignment with your depths, I shall learn to respond, seeing only the good in everyone and everything, once again, just as you do in us. True, unconditional love in accordance with your word is how we must live as we believe. And here is where we experience the meaning of Gad, and he will bring. Our names depict our lessons and where we are going for Yahweh. What name are we building with our words? Our thoughts we think and our words we speak shall either manifest his creation for better or for worse. We are all called to align with his attributes and speak his words. Every word we do and say, we first do and say to Yahweh, as all is spiritual first. Through the flow of energy we choose from our words, in an outwards radiating motion, we directly affect ourselves, the people around us, and then our environment. The light we have collected on our path of learning is mirrored back to us through those points for all to see. Do we truly reflect his truth? No, not yet. We must fill our storehouses daily with unconditional forgiveness for others in order to receive the same. The name which Yahweh has chosen for me is Kaya, which means to revive, to restore, to cause to live, or repair. The final connection he made with me on this was in portion Kaye Sera, where he showed me that there are two levels of service, as depicted by Sera. First, serving with love and fear, as we are shown in Genesis 24:1, for as we love and fear Yahweh, we are rewarded with long life. Secondly, she was committed to Torah study, as reflected in Genesis 24:25, with the mention of plenty of food provided. This is a reflection of one soul with two levels, our spiritual and the physical. We are also taught by the sages that there are two levels of life, essential life, and life to enliven, again, the spiritual and physical, both which we are to seek how to live now and all only for Yahweh. We'll continue onward with names in Jeremiah, the Haftorah portion. That was Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. The purpose of Jeremiah in writing the book which bears his name, means Yah will rise or Yah will raise, was to summon all throughout the world to repentance and back to faith in the one true Elohim, thus effectively raising all of his souls back unto Gan Eden. Yahweh confirmed for me through this portion that previously turning from God brought consequences, and having repented and accepted his Torah with all its provisions to be applied as I learn them, that these were the opposites necessary to actually accomplish this task within me, spiritually and physically. Once I was the child who could not speak, as I was the one in class who sat down and received the F instead of getting up to give the oral report. Seriously. Yahweh since has brought me to his truth and is showing me how to speak for him, with his words coming from my heart and the true intent only he knows. The same task is at hand for every one of us every day. The nations and kingdoms which we are placed over and given the strength through Yahweh to overcome, break down, destroy, overthrow, build, and to plant are either the choice of receiving for our ego or to receive all to give back unto Yahweh. We must seek and learn his Torah and the depths therein to apply within the depths of ourselves, sanctify ourselves in accordance to his truth, and circumcise our heart only to him for all to see while we live as we believe. Make it obvious whether we follow the world or not on any given subject matter, for this world is but a fading lie, and his truth is the only life there is. We must all redefine his truth as reflected in our lives, and then live as he believes. Speak his words for him. May we all be Yasharel, straight for God, Baruch Hashem. All right, if you can stand and turn to page 34 for the After Torah blessing, please.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Eloheinu.
See, I got you all trained on that one. Y'all knew what to do, and I was doing the wrong thing. So thanks for helping me out on that. I appreciate that. Sorry.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torah emet V'chayai olam nata betokeinu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Amen.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has given us the Torah of truth and has planted life everlasting in our midst. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, giver of the Torah. Amen. And on page 35 for the Vezaot.
Vezaot ha-Torah asher sa-Moshe lifnei b'nei Israel al-pi Yahweh. Be'ad Moshe.
And this is the Torah given by Moshe to the children of Israel at the command of Yahweh. After. And on page 36 for the blessings after the half Torah.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam Tzur kol halomim Tzedik b'kol hadarot Ha'el ha'neman Ha'omer v'elseh Amdebar umkayim Shekol Derav, Emet Vazedek, Neiman, Atahu Yahweh Eloheinu, V'neyemanim Devareka, V'devar Echad Midareka, Akor Lo Yeshuv Rekam. Ki El Melech Neiman, Barak Aman Atah, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Ha'el Ha'neiman, Kol Devariv. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, Rock of ages, righteous throughout all generations. You are the faithful God, promising and then performing, speaking and then fulfilling. For all your words are true and righteous. Faithful are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and faithful are your words, for no word of yours shall remain unfulfilled. You are a faithful and merciful God and King. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, who is faithful in fulfilling your words. Amen.
This point is for her to bind it, to tie it up nice and tight. To some degree, it's the idea of putting it in our hearts as a part of us, protecting it against the ways of the world, holding on to it, not letting it go. And if his word is in our heart and is bound there, no one can steal it. No one can take it. It's a treasure from heaven given to us by Yahweh. In this regard, I think about Yeshua's teaching. He speaks about the reality of the sheep and the goats. And he speaks of a time when he says, when were you naked that we clothed you? He says, when he did least for my brothers, you did also unto me. Tourist to go back into the ark. While we live here, there's a time when we have to close our time of prayer, our time with Yahweh, to back away from that. But in that, we give him blessings. But there will be a day we will not be closing the veil. We will go beyond that veil to be with him forever.
If you can turn to page 37 for the Es Chaim.
Es Chaim hi l'makazin kimba v'tohe ha-me'ushar derache ha-darkhainoam Vekonotivotecha shalom Hashivenu Yahweh Ele
Bechavana Shuva Kadesh Kadesh Shamenu Kadesh Shamenu Kekedem.
It is the tree of life to those who take hold of it, and happy are those who support it. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. Turn us, Yahweh, to you, and we shall come renew our days as of old. Amen.
Thank you. As we come to the end of this part of the service, it is my pleasure to introduce, officially for the first time, Kaya Bat Torah, Bat Yahweh. Kaya, daughter of the Torah, daughter of Yahweh.